When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
This is the official Caps Chirp podcast, proudly a part of the Hockey Podcast Network. Every team, everywhere. What's going on, Caps fans? It's me, the Hockey Troll, and I'm here with that snack, Poly Cupcakes.
What's going on? What are you laughing about?
Well, I forgot to add us to the stream, so all of our live, our single live viewer, just saw the blank screen.
Oh, well, at least me on my phone wasn't caught this time.
Right, exactly. But, you know, Caps fans, we've got a great episode for you today. You know, we're going to be talking about the league in general and, you know, a couple tidbits of Caps news. It's been a slow week. Caps fans. So, you know, I think it's probably the calm before the storm, before preseason and everything else. So,
yeah, I mean, we're getting ready for some preseason camp. Should be, what, a week or two away? And we're 14 days away from the first preseason game. So, be patient. Hockey's on the way.
Time flies when you're drinking a lot. Speaking of drinking a lot, you want to pop some tabs?
Yeah.
One, two, three.
All right, Caps fans, you may have noticed that we don't have our DraftKings ad read now anymore. And as hilarious as it would be to say that we said something fucked up that they dropped us. In fact, they just liked us enough that they want to move it to a mid-roll because they think that people can, like, skip through the pre-roll, which is and to you that are non-savvy, pre-roll would be like where we are reading it right off the bat. Mid-roll, we're just gonna fucking surprise attack you with that shit at some point during the podcast. So look out, motherfuckers.
You know, a metaphorical pie to the face.
Exactly. Except it's a DraftKings awesome offer. Because they're amazing sponsors, and they have awesome deals. Not for us, for you. Again, thank us later.
Thank us later. I mean, we're in week two of college football. Week one of pro football. It's a good time to get a DraftKings deal.
Right, and I'm over here like writing notes so that I can like tell them when I actually say the ad. So, all right, look, this is just forewarning. This is going to be a very sparse episode, but the ad read is probably going to be the biggest, most exciting thing about it because I have no idea how I'm going to do it. I'm just going to sneak it in.
Yeah, I'm ready for it.
It could be at any time, literally.
Yeah.
As long as it's mid-roll.
So, let's just do a quick shout-out. 2-0 Notre Dame. Yeah. They've given up like 70 points in the first two games, in games they should have blown people out.
Didn't your coach say that he wanted to execute the whole team?
Yes, he did make, I would say, an ill-advised joke.
Or say, maybe we should be all executed.
It was something like, I believe in execution, and he was making, you know, a joke, play words on, I guess, Florida, you know, being a state where they do execution and executing plays.
Right.
And, yeah.
Has there been a lot of backlash on that?
Not that I know of.
I think people were just kind of like surprised emoji on that shit.
Yeah, I think he was just like really trying to hide his pain with humor.
Yeah, I mean, you guys have almost blown it. I mean, FSU is trash. You almost blew it against them.
I know, up by 18.
Yeah, I told you. I was like, yeah, they're going to blow it. And they did not, unfortunately. I didn't realize it went to overtime. I dipped out, like, probably beginning of the first quarter from the bar that I was eating at to just leave. But, and I was like, oh, man, you know, they're done. But then they had that guy that blew out his knee come back and basically lead him back, huh?
Yeah. That dude is an athlete.
Yeah. Yeah. So Notre Dame sucks.
They do. They
did they drop rankings? They had to have.
Yeah, they dropped in the AP to like 13, I think. yeah, that's what happens when you come in number 8 and you beat two unranked teams only by 3 each. So
love to see it. And he had to go to overtime for a first one.
I'll give you my my prediction for the season is I think they're going to go 10-2 at best. Easily could go 8-4. So I'm going to settle on 9-3.
I think they'll go 500. And I hope that they take all those L's like now. So I don't have to hear you fucking talking about it.
Yeah, but if they, you know, pull off some late season big wins, then you're going to have to hear about it in November.
Right. And then, okay, I know you, I mean, you know, Paulie, you just use this as your, like, own personal fucking soapbox. Why don't you go ahead and tell the fans about other football shit, like the Oakland Raiders,
well, who that's you're not wearing. A team.
What's that?
That's not a team.
Oh, I'm sorry, the L.A. Raiders, which...
Las Vegas.
Oh. What the fuck? All right.
But those have all been, at one point, their names. So, you know, you're not completely wrong. I actually just changed my license plate this morning, or this afternoon. I took off my Avalanche one, and I've got my Raider license plate. We'll see how long that lasts.
So in the 90s, I used to live in Tucson, Arizona, and like my mom was like, you know, Oakland, the Raiders starters, like they were like in style, like the apparel was very in style in that area. And I was like, oh, yeah, the Raiders are cool. Like, yeah, let's go. That's cool. And then my mom was like, yeah, that's gang clothes. You can't wear that around.
Kind of was.
It was. Absolutely. Absolutely. Yeah. So that's all I know about the Raiders.
Yeah. So got my hat on and got my license plate. They play tomorrow, Monday Night Football.
Who do they play?
They play the Ravens. I'm sure all of my excitement for the season will end by halftime.
Who's the Ravens quarterback?
Lamar Jackson.
Okay.
He's gotcha. Really good.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well.
So, we'll see. Probably not.
I can't say that I hope, I wish you luck. I hope that this all dies out. Like, I hope it's a fad, you know? It's like those concerned parents. I hope it's fat.
Yeah, that's. Listen, I'm a Raider fan in West Virginia, and they haven't had anything better than 500. Well, one season better than 500 in the last 20 years.
Yeah,
it's not a fad for me.
Yeah, it's just you're a glutton for punishment.
Yeah, yeah.
Fair enough. All right, well, let's talk about a far superior sport in which we are here in contracted to do, really. Let's start off with some great league news. I mean, not great.
Freudian slip.
Some league news that is, you know, could be considered good or bad, whoever you are. But Crosby, you ever heard of him? Out 6 weeks with a wrist injury. He had surgery and a tentative return is October 23rd. He had surgery on the same wrist last season. Malkin is also hurt. He had knee surgery in June and is likely to miss the beginning of the season. I totally forgot about Malkin. So you've got Crosby and Malkin out.
Yeah. I mean, it looks like Crosby's only going to miss about 4 or 5 games.
Yeah.
Malkin, who knows? Knees are tough.
Yeah.
And he's 35.
Oh, no. It could be. I mean, I don't know. It's still Evgeny Malkin.
Yeah.
Who knows what happens? You know, obviously, I wish them the best in their speedy recovery. But at the same time, you know, I wonder how this impacts little Jay Fresh's fucking. He said they were going to win the fucking division this year.
Well, they seem to do their best when they are injury stricken.
Yeah, but when one of their 1A or 1B centers is around.
True.
When both of them are out, it's a shit show.
Can Gensel and Rust carry the load?
Yeah, I don't think so. They're both wingers. I mean, you're not going to move them to the center.
Yeah. Well, they've got Jeff Carter.
And, like, Ruedel or some fucking bum? I don't know. I mean, so, definitely an interesting thing. We'll see. We'll see how it pans out. I mean, I don't know the extent of the knee surgery or the wrist surgery. Excuse me. Seems like it's been a nagging injury for years for Crosby.
Yeah.
So, hopefully they get this, you know, surgery done right, I guess. And then, also with Malkin having knee surgery, that's brutal, man.
Yeah. Well, I mean, if they're doing it in Pittsburgh, it'll be good.
Yeah. I mean, and I'm sure they are. And the thing is that a wrist is, you're easy, you can skate, you can, like, work your lower body.
Yeah.
Almost immediately after surgery.
Yeah.
The knee, on the other hand, you're probably bedridden for a good while. And then you're slowly PTing that up.
Right. Yeah, I mean, it's going to be a lot of time with the therapist before you can skate. Sid could almost skate this entire time.
Right. Exactly. So, we'll see. Best of luck, Penguins. Moving on, though. David Backes is retired after 15 seasons, scored 561 points, 248 goals, 313 assists, 965 regular season games with the Blues, Bruins, and Ducks, and 39 points and 17 goals and 22 assists in 82 Stanley Cup playoff games. You know, I mean, David Backes, solid, so solid. He had an amazing career. I wouldn't say it was like a Hall of Fame career by any means, but I think that Boston fans are definitely going to, you know, kind of get the member berries out for this one.
Boston or St. Louis?
I think Boston. Because, well, St. Louis too. But he spent, like, what, a few years with Boston?
Yeah. So he actually signed a one-day contract, retired with St. Louis.
Oh, really?
Yeah, because he was there, we'll see, 15 seasons, I think.
Yeah, that's the majority of his career. I completely forgot.
Like, eight, maybe, was with St. Louis, and then five with Boston, a couple with Anaheim.
I wonder, I don't know how the numbers work out, but did he have his best years with Boston or what?
No, definitely with St. Louis.
Okay. Maybe I'm thinking about the Blues then.
He and Oshie were in St. Louis together.
That's right.
And that's when the Blackhawks were good and that rivalry was heated.
Yeah. Interesting stuff. Well, so yeah, I mean, I'm sure that the Blues might. Do you think they'll retire his number or anything? Do anything crazy?
I don't know. I don't think those are really retired jersey numbers. I mean,
yeah.
he's a little more than, what, half a point a game?
Right.
That's not.
He was like a second liner.
Yeah.
You know? Interesting stuff, though. Well, good for him. Hope he rides off into the sunset like a boss. Stan Fischler, Paul Holmgren, and Peter McNabb have been elected to the U.S. Hockey Hall of Fame class of 2021. USA Hockey announced Thursday. That's cool. I do not recognize any of those names. Do you?
Well, Peter McNabb is color commentator for Colorado.
Oh, okay.
But that's about all I know.
Gotcha. Zach Parise signed with the Islanders on Friday, September 10th. Finances are not disclosed. Interesting stuff. I think he fits that system. I think he makes them better.
Yeah, for sure.
That's definitely the type of interesting veteran leadership move that the Islanders... I mean, this is very Trotz, I would say.
Yeah, for sure.
And Lou. So.
And it gets him back to you know, where he started his career. He started with New Jersey. Now he's on Long Island, so he's back in the metro. And yeah, I think it's definitely a good system for him. It's the kind of coach he'd really need to sign with to keep getting play time.
Yeah, no doubt. So,
you know, I think he'll do well. Be a good third, fourth liner.
Yeah. And speaking of play time, week one may be over, but the season's just getting started at DraftKings Sportsbook, an official sports betting partner of the NFL. To kick off week two, DraftKings is giving new customers $200 in free bets instantly when they bet $1 on any football game. Listen up, because you do not want to miss this. Head to DraftKings Sports app now and place a bet of $1 on any week two game to receive $200 in free bets instantly. If Sportsbook is not yet available in your state, DraftKings still has huge cash prizes up for grabs all season long with their daily fantasy contests. DraftKings is giving all new customers a free shot at millions of dollars in total prizes with their first deposit. Download the DraftKings Sportsbook app now and use promo code THPN to receive $200 in free bets when you place a $1 bet on any football game. That's promo code THPN this week at DraftKings Sportsbook, an official sports betting partner of the NFL. Must be 21 or older, New Jersey, Indiana, or PA only. New customers only, minimum $5 deposit and $1 wager required. One per customer. Restrictions apply. See DraftKings.com/sportsbook for details. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER or in Indiana, 1-800-9-DEAL-WITH-IT.
Nice.
Boom.
Very well done. You know, and speaking of NFL and such, I got a nice score update here. Pauly Cupcakes, your team is currently losing 103.66 to 59.3. So,
ouch.
Pretty close game for me.
Yeah. Good luck, dude.
I had one of my running backs got negative 2 points today.
No. So, that sucks.
Yeah. And, that sucks. You know, I don't like the Steelers at all, but I have a couple on my team.
Okay.
And go figure, they win today.
Yeah.
And I didn't play Ben Roethlisberger, and the receiver I played had none of the touchdowns. So
he's still with that fucking team? Jesus Christ.
Yeah, and he can still do it, man.
When will they just stop?
He's one of the most quiet, elite players in professional sports today.
That's a bold statement. Elite? You would call him elite?
I think throughout his career, he's been elite.
Yeah.
Marley says hi.
Yeah. I don't know, man. He runs around like a drunk old man.
Yeah, I know, but it works.
Who knows? I mean, whatever. And I remember that, like, here around Pittsburgh, there was a big drama about them drafting a quarterback, and he was, like, pissed about it.
Yeah. I think it was Mason Rudolph.
Yeah. Not to mention his drama around...
A couple different things.
Yeah.
Around. Well, you know, Mason Rudolph received the same treatment as our boy Pogizar. He got hit with his own helmet last year or 2 years ago.
Right. Shout out Pogizar in beer league getting hit with his own helmet by a deranged psychopath.
Seriously.
Yeah, beer league season has not gone well for us, bud.
No, it hasn't. And I don't expect it to get better anytime soon.
Well, that's not with that attitude. Fuck.
Yeah, well.
We're just finding our chemistry.
Yeah. Chem 101.
Maybe if you'd bury every once in a while.
Well, can't all go five hole like you.
Yeah. I did have a goal last game that we lost.
It was pretty sick.
It was a nice goal. Oh, thank you. Created the play from the neutral zone. Just all me, basically. Not that I like to take all the credit, but, you know, I set it up.
You did. You started it, and then you finished it.
Yeah. Yeah, you know, still jerking off to that one.
Me too.
Anyways, did you hear Caps fans, NHL players will now be allowed in the Olympics again.
Yay.
That was a short-lived fucking ban from dickhead Bettman there and all the dickhead owners.
Well, yeah. Him and the IIHF were probably like, look at this gold medal, Russia against Germany. We gotta get these teams back to how they're supposed to be.
The crazy part is I didn't really see a big drop-off in the skill. In the medal rounds.
The gameplay really wasn't a drop-off. I liked that some new teams had a chance.
Me too.
I kind of wish... I like these guys being in the Olympics. I kind of wish Worlds were no NHLers.
Interesting. And but now, isn't that... Oh, you mean like World... What do you mean Worlds?
The World Championships.
Isn't that like a... That's like a put on... But like that's a tournament put on by like the NHL. Like they have their hands in it, I thought.
It's IIHF.
Yeah, I know. But like that one is like they're... Like the NHL and the IIHF are like pumped about it together.
Oh, I didn't realize that.
And I think that's what they were trying to do. They were trying to shift the Worlds to...
Are you talking about that or the World Cup?
I think I'm talking about the World Cup.
Yeah, I'm talking about the yearly tournament in May.
Oh, okay. Gotcha. Yes, I agree.
Because if that was free of NHL players, which the best don't go anyway, because right. They're in the Stanley Cup playoffs.
Yep.
You know, that would give teams like Germany and Slovakia and all those teams more room to compete.
Right, and that's less of a, you know... Every year is a lot different than every 4 years.
Yeah.
You know? So, I agree. And it would just be... It would make so much more sense. Like, with the Olympics, it's like a huge event. Like, yeah. Hockey, maybe that's like a testing ground for, or at least like a... Like, that's just where the amateurs are. For the World Cup. I agree. I think that would be cooler.
Yeah.
But... You're saying also, though, for Worlds, you would not want...
I think the only international tournaments with NHLers...
Should be
the Olympics and the World Cup.
Oh, okay. Gotcha.
And basically, it could be just like soccer. 2 years off of each other.
Yeah.
And then the yearly tournament would be without NHL.
Interesting. Yeah, I mean, I don't know. I just think that, like, fans want to see, like, the best people play.
True. They do.
But, to your point, I mean, the Olympics was initially designed to be, like, amateurs.
Yeah, I mean, what, it wasn't until mid to late 80s when they really started using the pros?
Yeah, exactly. So, all the fucking rules are out the window, but...
Herb Brooks via Kurt Russell.
Right.
They started using dream teams, but very seldom do they actually reach the dream.
Ooh. Wow.
He says that at the end of the movie.
Yeah, I know. Good for you, Polly.
Thank you.
I like that. I don't want the best players. I want the right players.
Yeah.
It makes sense.
That's how I feel when I'm picking dumplings out at a Chinese buffet. I don't want the best ones. I want the right ones.
I just shovel them onto my plate, to be honest. Speaking of which, shout out Happy Garden. Was there the other day. Oh, like, last nice. Night. It was, oh my god, it was so good.
Their dumplings.
The fried dumplings.
Yeah.
Mm. And they had steak out. They also had, like, two different types of fish. It was all good, man.
Yeah.
Definitely the best Chinese place in the valley. Just shout out Happy Garden.
Absolutely. Anyways, so back to the Olympics.
Back to the Olympics, yeah. You get us not talking about food, it's all fucked up.
So this was earlier in the month. I think it was first week of September when this came out.
And yeah.
The NHL and the NHLPA had reached an agreement with the IIHF that they are going to pause the regular season and allow players to represent their countries in Beijing. Now, where this differs... from past years, they're going to lump the All-Star and Olympic break together.
So it makes sense, though.
It does. You know, instead of that January and then February break, they're basically going to take the entire month of February off. February 3rd through 22nd, the season will be on hold. You got the NHL in Vegas, and then the Olympics.
Interesting. I wonder who's taking breaks. I mean, for Ovi, you know, do you think he goes and plays in the Olympics?
I think he will. Because he's Ovi, and he's got so much, you know, love for his homeland.
And this could effectively be his last one.
Yeah. I mean, he's got more chances at a Stanley Cup at this point than an Olympic gold.
It's true. It's true. Though he would have to be like a athlete from Russia.
Yeah, they'll be the ROC.
Which is just ridiculous.
Yeah, but I think it has to be funded privately. So technically, the Russian government isn't putting this team in. they don't get to use their logos. It's just right. The Olympic logo. So, right.
So technically, it's just the oligarchs from Russia funneling money into this program through a rat hole.
Yeah. I mean, it's Russia, but the Olympic Committee is saving face and saying, we didn't let Russia get away with this.
Great job. Just, you know, golf clap. Good job.
You know who's going to enjoy this break? It's Kuznetsov.
Yeah. Hopefully he comes out of the All-Star. I mean, hopefully he gets voted to the All-Star game, first of all. That'd be nice.
Oh, if he's having that kind of season, yeah.
Yeah, and then just takes a break and it doesn't just fuck it up.
Stay in Vegas. Go to the All-Star game, stay in Vegas.
Yeah. Well, maybe it's not a good thing because never mind.
Yeah.
All right, so the tournament will include 12 countries seeded into three groups: Canada, Russia, the Russian Olympic Committee, Finland, Sweden, Czech Republic, the US, Germany, Switzerland, China, because it's being hosted in China, Slovakia, Latvia, and Denmark. There's been quite a buzz around the Chinese Olympic hockey team because they're just fucking terrible. They're, you know, you said they're ranked like 30 something?
Yeah, 33. In the world.
Yeah, out of 12. And the reason that they get an automatic end of the tournament is because they're the host country. But, you know, the article I read was that they should pull out just to save face.
Yeah, I mean, I think it's going to be worse than anything that happened for Korea. I mean, right. they competed, at least. I think they only lost to Japan 1-0 in the women's tournament. So what they did for the women was they combined North and South. They were just Team Korea.
Right.
And they only lost 1-0 to Japan, and they didn't get completely embarrassed. I think China is going to.
Yeah, well, the problem is that Korea opened up dual citizenship for this exact reason. It was like, hey, if you become a citizen of Korea, you know, we can get some people who were actually born in Canada or whatever who've been playing in Korea on the team, and that's what they did.
Yeah.
China has been very adverse to that because they're, you know, like, we can't just give out these citizenships, apparently. I don't know.
Well, when you've got a country of 1 billion people, you probably don't just let new people in because.
Right, exactly. So that's been a big thing.
Well, they were encouraged to naturalize people
right.
as citizens. I believe Brandon Yip is Chinese in ethnicity.
Okay.
Because he was talking about how in his post-NHL career he was going to play, I think, for Beijing in the KHL. So, you know, grabbing Canadians and Americans of Chinese descent would be probably a lot better than whoever else they have on their team that's from China.
Right.
Because they're just not playing the competition.
Yeah. No doubt. I mean, Chinese hockey is like, it's in, they have one pro team and it's the KHL, and it's like the Kunlun Star. But I don't know I mean, they might. I'm sure they have a little bit of grassroots, but it's still a very new sport over there. They just don't have the talent. So we'll see how that shakes out.
Yeah.
I mean,
I'll be tuning in to all their games.
It'll be interesting to see if they actually, like, take the advice and bow out or not.
Yeah. I wonder how they pick the next team to fill it.
I'm sure it's some sort of the ranking.
Yeah.
Because how do they pick the other ones?
Well, everybody had they had play-in. So maybe it would be whoever had the closest losing qualifying game.
Yeah. Yeah. Interesting. The agreement for the pros going to the Olympics also allows the possibility of a later decision to withdraw in the event, like if in the event with COVID-19, as COVID-19 decision conditions are deemed by the NHL and NHLPA to render participation by NHL players to be impractical or unsafe. So basically, if China experiences like an crazy outbreak or whatever that happens, or if like they're not pumped about the safety protocols, right? Yeah. I mean, this seems very open-ended, so they could really pull out for any reason, it seems, and kind of cite it as, hey, it's because of COVID.
Yeah.
So, we'll see. We'll see how it happens. But Capstans, just to wrap this up, we've got a couple tidbits for the Washington Capitals, in which you have probably tuned in to listen to this about. Vitek Vanacek is engaged. Good for him.
Yeah, congrats.
Congrats, Vitek. And the Caps single game tickets are now available. I'm sure season tickets have been spoken for already, and now you can buy tickets. So if you want to buy us tickets, please go ahead and do so right now for single games.
Yeah, you know, just send us a DM.
Yeah.
And we'll find a way to get those tickets from you.
Or send it to, and Pauly, give him your address.
Yeah. Yeah, right.
But yeah, Capstans, I mean, that's really all we've got. Tune in on Thursday. We're going to be talking about the NWHL and the Women's World Cup results. Correct, Pauly?
That is correct.
Awesome. Well, Capstans, thanks for tuning in, and thanks for sticking with us through the summer. Real hockey, real NHL hockey is just around the corner. I hope that you're as psyched as we are for it.
Just around the river bend.
Okay.
That was pretty bad. I can't wait to hear that played back.
Oh, it's happening. It's forever on the internet now. And with that, Hockey Troll, Pauly Cupcakes, sign it off. Hey, Caps fans. Thanks for tuning in to the official Caps Troll podcast, repping the greatest team in the NHL. Follow me, the Hockey Troll, at Hockey Trolling on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter.
And follow me, Pauly Cupcakes, at Cupcake Pauly on Twitter, Instagram, and TikTok.
And follow the show's handle, at Caps Chirp, on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, and TikTok. Special thanks to the Hockey Podcast Network, at HockeyPodNet on social, and thehockeypodcastnetwork.com. The Hockey Podcast Network. Every team, everywhere. Check them out, or we're not friends anymore.